in this bulletin. An asylum seeker detained at the same hotel as Novak Djokovic speaks out. New South Wales and Queensland introduce stricter measures to combat growing coronavirus outbreaks. And in sport, COVID-19 could throw the women's ashes in World Cup into doubt. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Asylum seekers who are detained in the same hotel as Novak Djokovic say they are saddened that Australians are only now discovering their plight of being detained in immigration detention for 9 years under Australia's policy for asylum seeker boat arrivals. The tennis star is being held in Melbourne's Park Hotel until his next court hearing in his visa cancellation case on Monday. Mehdi, an Iranian asylum seeker in the Park Hotel, says it has been a torturous 9 years.
And while Djokovic is here and suddenly people getting to know about what's going on about us. And to be honest, I find it kind of exciting. At the same time, I find it sad. I've been in detention for 9 years. Though I never committed no crime in my whole life. Though I've been a refugee by two countries and the UN itself. And just dozens of people are being held. It doesn't make sense. I cannot find no answer.
Victoria's acting Premier Jacinta Allen says the state government had no knowledge of letters from the federal government to Tennis Australia that stipulated a prior COVID-19 infection would not be accepted as a genuine exemption. New South Wales is introducing new restrictions to ease pressure on the state's testing and hospital systems. Positive rapid antigen tests will be treated with the same authority as a positive PCR test and will be included in the state's daily case numbers. Elective and non-urgent surgery will be suspended until mid-February. Singing and dancing at hospitality venues except for weddings will not be permitted until January 27. Booster shots will be mandatory for frontline workers, including teachers and nurses. Premier Dominic Perrottet says people will be able to register a positive rapid antigen test result through Service New South Wales.
What we would say to people today as we move through this period, that if you do receive a positive rapid antigen test, that you register that through Service New South Wales and New South Wales Health. New South Wales Health and Service New South Wales have been working on and will be available next week, by mid next week, a system that if you do have a positive rapid antigen test, that you treat that as if it was a positive PCR test, and that you isolate in accordance with the rules that are in place.
It comes as 38,635 cases were recorded in the latest reporting period. The Queensland government says it may delay the beginning of the school year by up to 2 weeks, as it anticipates COVID-19 cases will peak at the end of the month. It is one of a number of measures being implemented to contain the virus, as the state recorded nearly 11,000 cases. There are 313 people in hospital and 14 in intensive care. People are being strongly encouraged to work from home and minimise social outings for the next 6 weeks. Elective surgery may also be suspended. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the government has commissioned modelling on when the peak will hit, so decisions can be made on protecting the most vulnerable, including children.
We are looking at a 1 to 2 week delay in relation to the return to school. We will give you more concrete decisions on this over the coming days. But I just want to assure parents that that is definitely not on the agenda to send primary school children unvaccinated to school if we are in the peak of this wave. This is a common sense measure.
In sport, it's feared COVID-19 could further disrupt the Women's Ashes and World Cup. Australian and English players who test positive for coronavirus at the end of the Women's Ashes will not be allowed to play in the World Cup. The Australian squad will be announced for the Ashes early next week, with players then entering a 7-day isolation period before going into camp on January 17. But officials are being told late additions won't be allowed to join the squad. Chief Selector Sean Flegler says they're trying to put protocols in place to minimise any issues with COVID-19, but warned it's going to be tough. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, cloudy 25. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21. Hobart, much the same, 18. Canberra, a shower or two and a possible storm, 30. Wollongong, similar conditions, 27. Sydney, showers and a possible storm, 30. Newcastle, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32. Brisbane, a shower or two, 28. Cairns, showers and 34. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.